All of the horror these and others have faced is in fault to no one but them. It's not the dreamer that's to blame for following its nature. Personally, I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Hello, and welcome back to How We Roll Podcast Does Pulp Cthulhu. It has been a huge amount of time since we've sat down and played as a group. I'm going to estimate, a couple of months maybe. So we've now managed to get everyone together. Everyone's had holidays, we've had new computers, new equipment, and we are back and ready to record. My name is Joe Tritt, and I am not the keeper tonight, as I'm sure you're well aware. We are joined by the fantastic Scott Dorwood, who we'll introduce in a moment. So there's about five or six of us. I'm not even going to try and count. We'll introduce our players and ourselves, and then we'll jump straight on with the campaign. So as I said, my name is Joe, and tonight I'll be playing Charles Bradstall, whose voice seems to have turned more into Foghorn Leghorn than the original gravelly Texan I was doing, but, well, at least it's not Ken.
A huge mercy.
Well.
Curran, who are you playing tonight?
Hey, I'm Curran, and I'll be playing Ethan Vandermeer tonight. He is a South African big game hunter, and he's, you know, just hunting down occult-based stuff with his elephant gun and his trusty sidekick, Greg. So that should be fun.
And just for people who haven't tuned into Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, what can you tell us about Greg?
Greg is a mix between like a Komodo dragon and a Rottweiler. He's like some kind of amalgamation of creatures. But I tamed him because animal handling is the best. And then, we formed a tight bond, and he eats corpses for me, so there's no evidence. It's good. It's good.
Bart needs one of those.
It's very symbiotic. I kill, he eats.
Next up, we have Lisa. Lisa, who are you playing tonight, and how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you so much. It's good to see everyone. I am playing Camilla Ravenswood. She is a sharp-shooting socialite who likes to buck family traditions, so she's gone off on adventure and found a calling.
Fantastic. Look forward to seeing where that ends up. And next up, Dave, playing one of your classic How We Roll characters. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a bit of a cold tonight, so my voice might go a bit gravelly from time to time, but tonight I'm playing Bart, with whom I am very familiar, and I'll admit I sometimes slip into in day-to-day life, which can be rather frightening for my wife, who thinks I'm going insane. And I married her, so she must know I'm insane.
And we are joined by another How We Roll regular, playing one of the quintessential How We Roll characters. Welcome back, Aaron.
Hello there, Joe. Hello back, everyone. It's nice to be here. I am playing the infamous Spencer Randall. Yes, back on another adventure, been thrust into the limelight, and we'll see what kind of crazy mishaps we can get up to in this little story.
And we are also incredibly honoured and excited to be joined by the writer of the scenario himself. I think you did the whole thing, did you, Scott? Scott Dorwood.
Oh, dear. Oh. Yes, I can take sole credit for Matt Sanderson's scenario that we're about to play, so yes. But yes, I shall be your keeper of arcane lore this evening, and let me just reassure you that whatever may seem to happen in the opening moments of this scenario, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Everything will go smoothly. It will all work out for the best.
famous last words.
That's not a good intro. That's scary.
It's really scary.
I want my mommy.
I say, what? What was that? Are you sure?
Now that's scary.
Nothing, Foghorn, nothing.
I need to get out of this. This is worse than Ken. I'm stuck as a joke.
Y'all need to watch some southern movies once in a while.
I need to chill out a bit.
He's from Alaska. He draws. It
sounds like some Matthew McConaughey right there.
He does draw.
Well, as we said, sorry, did you want me to do a recap, or are we just going to jump straight into it?
Let's jump straight into it. So I think we know as players what we're doing. Obviously, if you want to know the details of how we got here, jump straight back into chapter one and chapter two, which I highly recommend you do. But you can jump in here and pick up the action with this.
And away we go.
So, you've all been dispatched from the Cadiz's offices in New York on this mission of mercy to North Borneo, where there is an outbreak of what is reputed to be infectious hepatitis, but from what you've been told, it might well be something more sinister. And it's a long journey from New York to North Borneo. Happily, you're using one of the Cadiz's private aircraft. And also, more happily, Charles is not having to do all the flying alone. He's been accompanied by a co-pilot, Roger Johnson, who is an ex-RAF pilot served in the First World War, and he's been keeping you company throughout the flight. He's a bit of a dry sense of humour, but a safe pair of hands. You've made it most of the way there. You've made it to North Borneo itself, and you're on the final leg of the mission. You know you're heading in towards Mount Kinabalu, and you're going to an outpost near a village called Ranau, and you're passing over some wonderful countryside. You can see the huge mountain up in the distance. The skies are nice and clear. There's a few fluffy little clouds around, but it's a pleasant day. And Johnson is looking around. Mr. Blackstone, is it my imagination, or is that a bally odd looking bird over there?
Where? Well, what are you looking at there, Johnson?
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. 27 versus 32.
Okay. So, yeah, the speck that he's pointing at, which is moving towards you, this winged form, is, now that you get a look at it, it's definitely not a bird. It's got long, large black wings. But the body doesn't look like that of a bird. If anything, it looks humanoid.
What the world is that? Hey, anyone awake back there? Can you hear us? Kind of like throw what? Open the door.
Hello?
Yes, a bit. It's rather loud back here.
Can I have spot hidden rolls off everyone else?
Okay.
Is this like through the port? Check out on the west side. There's something strange up there by the clouds. See what you can see.
Hey, 36
out of
45. 74 against 80.
Oh wow.
55 against 75. That's a success.
I row a critical success.
Oh sorry, that's against 81, not 80.
Well, that makes all the difference. Thank you. Then, yeah, the rest of you can see. Well, as you're looking out the windows, you can see that yes, there is a speck flying towards you from in front of the aircraft, but there are also some other ones in the air around you. And in fact, while you're looking around trying to get a look at these things, something lurches into view from underneath the aircraft and flaps up on one side, and you can see this hideous form. It's got leathery black skin, these huge bat-like wings, clawed hands, this long barbed tail. It's got demonic-looking horns, and perhaps most disturbingly of all, it does not have a face. And there's this thing flapping up to one side. You can see a couple of other specks moving in and growing fast. And then all of a sudden, towards the back of the plane where the cargo or your luggage is, there is an almighty bang as something impacts with the side of the plane.
Oh, incoming.
Charles, I hope Johnson has both hands on the stick. I think we might need you back here.
I run over to Johnson and say, Johnson, do you need a hand with that? There's something attacking the plane.
It's all right. I have everything under control.
I assume this is an unpressurized airplane?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm sure those harpies are just like a welcoming committee. This is I'm sure they're totally friendly.
And so...
What are you doing?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
does Bart recognize these from myth or lore?
If anyone wants to give me a Cthulhu Mythos roll, you are more than welcome to.
I
have 73 have a tiny against... bit. Let's see how crazy I can get here.
I have 5 Cthulhu Mythos.
10.
Ugh.
One second. Come on. Pulp, low, low, low.
Nerfed,
no.
These
no.
nerfed right. pulp Cthulhu yeah. characters.
No, nothing.
I have 10, so I'm going to try that.
Can I spend luck on Cthulhu Mythos?
You certainly can. Yes.
I'm gonna spend 14 luck. So that from 87 down to 73. I pass.
Okay.
With 5 Cthulhu Mythos.
Then you have heard stories of these creatures. These creatures that sometimes come maybe out of nightmares or out of dreams. They appear sometimes to unwary sleepers and snatch them away, never to be seen again.
I know what these are.
That they are perhaps known in some circles as night gaunts. And that they're perhaps not predatory in the way that, say, Greg is, but on the other hand, they're probably not very friendly.
So, I turn to Johnson. Johnson, keep your hand on the wheel. Keep it stiff, boy. Keep it held tight. Throw open the door. We've got company. There's something terrible is approaching the plank.
You can see, as you come through to do that, that there is this kind of leathery, claw-like hand reaching in through the broken remains of the window, snatching at Ethan. And we'll get to the results of that in just a second. But before that, I want sanity rolls off everyone.
I thought you'd forgotten.
I have failed my sanity roll.
Marvellous. So
I'm pretty sure I failed, yeah. 87 versus 61.
I succeeded.
90 against 35.
I believe...
Holy crap, yes. Spencer.
I succeeded with a 1.
I succeeded with a 27. Before.
But he should get sanity back.
Yeah, he's just right? So secure in the amount of Cthulhu Mythos creatures he's dealt with. He's just like standard day at Spencer Rand the Detective Agency.
Yeah.
Like draw Spencer has actually fought Dagon and won. At this point.
Well, he's not the only one, dear.
Okay, so for those of you who failed, that's going to be a D6 sanity loss. For those who succeeded, you're okay with this.
I lost 2.
I lost 2.
Do I gain any?
No.
Oh.
Can Bart...
Good question, though.
At this point, Bart stands up, just drawing his pistol, taking a cigarette out of his mouth, and just fires past Charles's ear at the horror trying to claw through the windscreen.
Is it through the windscreen? I thought it was
there is. Yeah, there's one going through the passenger window where Ethan is.
Oh, right, the passenger window.
Yes.
Then much less dramatically, Bart will just stand up, take a cigarette out of his mouth, take a step back, and start firing through the window where the horror is coming through.
Okay.
Wait, this isn't a pressurized plane, is it?
No, it's not a pressurized plane. The only problem with this is that the creature reaching through the window is just a bit faster than Bart. So it is going to have a chance to try to grab hold of Ethan and see whether he can start pulling him through the window. So what's Ethan doing about this?
Ethan is taking a deep breath and looking Greg in the eyes, going, "Don't worry, buddy, we'll make it." So probably try and dodge or slip down like a sack of potatoes.
Okay, then give me a dodge roll.
Can I aid this by pushing forward on the, what's the steering wheel? You know, the
joystick.
The plane stick, and just like trying to do evasive maneuvers, like thrust it forward.
I thought you said you'd actually come back into the cabin.
Just throwing the door open.
Okay. Then, yeah, you certainly can do.
So I get to roll with advantage? I get to roll a d10 on top of it?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. Oh, so I'm on 12 against 45.
Okay, and the Night Gaunt completely failed to grab hold of you. So there is just this clawed hand, or now these two clawed hands, reaching through the window.
Can I get Greg to try and grab the hands with his teeth?
You can.
Yeah. The plane is now going straight down, so is there kind of a moment where we all kind of like float in?
Dive at least.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Steep angle.
So yes, you all find your stomachs in your mouths as the plane starts to plummet. There is still the ripping and tearing coming from the back of the plane, as Charles is pulling the plane down, or trying to keep the plane under control. Obviously, Johnson is assisting you with this, but then all of a sudden there is a smash from the window just beside Johnson, and this pair of hands reaches in and just grabs him out of the plane with a scream, and he disappears out into the sky.
Damn it, I wanted to get to know that Johnson.
Plenty of other Johnsons in Borneo.
Well, you rather spoiled my shot.
As they're floating through the air with a gun in one hand and a lit cigarette in the other, just floating in midair.
We do have some hands that are sticking out that tried to grab me, and I'm going to tell Greg to snatch them.
Then by all
get
means.
Get him, Greg.
Then by all means, yeah. Roll for Greg's attack.
It's a success, 45 against 50.
Okay, sensing itself under attack, the creature is going to try to fight back and grab hold of Greg and pull him out of the aircraft instead. That, unfortunately, isn't quite good enough. So, roll damage for Greg.
Okay, so 1d6... What was it? 1d6 plus... 2... No. There's no plus. Okay, it's just a 1d6. He did one, but I wanted him to pin, like just to grab the hands.
Oh, okay. Then he certainly can do that. Yes.
Mainly because I can see Bart has a gun pointed at this thing's face, so, or where the face should be, I should say.
Okay.
Fire, Bart. Get him.
So yes, Greg grabs hold of this creature's arms, but obviously it's trying to pull itself loose as Greg's jaws clamp tight around it, and there is now this mighty tug of war going on in your lap.
As the plane is lurching and getting into a steep dive, I'd love to grab onto like cargo netting and then ease myself and let myself, like, controlled fall towards the cockpit.
Okay, you certainly can, yes.
With my rifle.
Okay, well, then give me a dex roll to do that and keep hold of your rifle in the process.
It's a 78 over 50.
Is this worth a luck to you, or...? The problem you've got at the moment is that the way you're being tossed around,
it's too much.
So, I mean, the rifle is just getting the way. It's barring you moving down between the seats. It's just getting the way. And you can try to move it around and get it into position. I mean, you could try to push that roll, but of course there's the chance that you might drop the rifle in the process and lose it completely.
No, I don't want to push the roll. Okay. Well, gosh, I want to get in there.
It's only going to be pinned for a few rounds, like two probably tops, I can imagine.
That's a lot of feet to fall as we're diving in a plane. So maybe I do want to push the roll.
Okay.
I do want to push the roll.
Then roll again and roll well, because otherwise it's bye-bye rifle.
Oh. Can I use luck on that?
You can't on pushed rolls.
That is a 63 over 50 for death.
So you pull the rifle round, you manage to start moving back down towards the cockpit, and at that point there's a huge bump in the plane again. The rifle tumbles out of your hands and just falls down through the broken cockpit, disappearing out of sight.
Oh, that is inconvenient.
The Winchester's gone.
Is there any other improvised tool near me? Is there a fire extinguisher? Is there a crowbar? Is there a net hook?
There's all sorts of stuff in the back of the plane, all sorts of equipment you brought with you, which is also where a lot of the sound of tearing and rending is coming from.
But What I want to do is get a hold of that joystick. If there's no pilot in the plane, I don't really... We're diving, and
I'm piloting it.
You are?
Yep.
Yeah, Charles has got his hands firmly on the stick.
Oh! Oh, good then. Good job. Charles, good job. That was silly of me.
I'm doing my best as the whole side of the plane starts like flying off into the blue sky next to me.
Fantastic. Back in a jiff. We need a weapon of some sort, and I'm going to try to climb back up.
So what's Spencer doing?
At the moment, Spencer is hanging off the cargo net by one hand with his weapon drawn in his other.
Okay, so you're towards the back of the plane, I assume, if you're hanging onto the cargo net.
I'm towards the rear.
Yes. In which case, I mean, you can see, you know, the source of all this rending sound is that one of these creatures is actually ripping through the metal of the plane, of the fuselage, and tearing its way into the plane from there.
Is it close to me?
It's probably about 6 or 7 feet away from you at this stage.
Do I see the claws tearing its way in?
Oh, not just the claws. I mean, at this stage, I mean, it's torn a huge strip out of the fuselage and is beginning to force its head and torso, and you can see one of its huge wings poking in as well.
I aim for its head and fire.
Okay. Normally, you would get a bonus die on this because it's point-blank range, but as you're being thrown around like a rag doll in the back of the plane, I think that probably cancels that out.
With the lurching and lusting of the aircraft, I can't actually bring the sights of my weapon directly onto the creature busting its way through the side of the door.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold around until I can get a good aim.
But you did roll a 96 there, though, didn't you?
I did, yes. Oh, why I can't aim at it.
Oh, no, I think that still means the shot went off. It just didn't quite go where you wanted. It slammed into...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it slammed into one of the wooden crates that's packed in the back. You can see a bit of black smoke coming up from the crate and this odd ticking sound from inside.
Of course.
Oh no!
Everything all right back there? Everyone, hold on. I'm going to try some evasive maneuvers.
It's fine.
Let me get a blasted shot off before you.
Somebody, please just shoot this thing in the face. Greg can only hold for so long.
When are the peanuts coming round?
While you're shouting to each other, there's another couple of bangs from the. From the side of the plane, as a couple more of these creatures grab hold and start smashing the windows and trying to tear their way in. What is Bart doing?
still trying to line up that shot at the one that Greg's got a hold of.
Okay, well, it is your action now, so you're trying to shoot. And now, bear in mind that Greg does have firm hold of this, and that is... maybe slightly beneficial because it's stopping it moving around too much. But on the other hand, Greg does have a very large head and it's between you and the target.
Yes, I've kept that in mind.
And don't care.
Nice.
Actually, I thought it'd be... I was going to, you know, shoot past Charles's ear as well. Yeah, am I still midair while I'm doing this?
Yes, like, the plane is still plummeting, and yes, your feet are off the ground at this stage.
Bart sort of floating in the air again, you know, puts his cigarette back in his mouth with his left hand, grabs a hold of something, grabs a hold of one of the seats with his left to sort of steady himself. Now just hold still, everyone! And pulls the trigger. And rolls an extreme success.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes!
Roll damage then.
Exactly an extreme success. Then, 70 against 89.
So yes, that is an impale. So roll damage and then add maximum damage to it.
Ooh. So that is 6 plus 12, 18. No, 8, but 20.
20, right. Okay, in which case, yes, you've... neatly shoot right past Greg's gaping maw and straight into the face, or not the face, but where the face should be on this thing. And suddenly there is this fist-sized hole where its face should be, and it lets go and just, you know, disappears flapping helplessly behind the plane and plummeting towards the ground.
That was for Johnson's Johnson.
Yeah. Speaking of plummeting, so Charles has got the plane in a controlled dive.
Yes.
Now, this is all very well. I mean, it's slightly distracting, obviously, having Johnson having just been plucked out of the cockpit next to you, having the cockpit glass shattered, the wind that's blasting in. And this would all be enough of a distraction, except at this stage, another one of these creatures slams in and smashes the glass on your side of the cockpit and is trying to grab in and get hold of you and pull you out. What are you doing?
Everyone hold on! Evasive manoeuvres! And I'm going to, like, twirl the plane, take it into a spiral, like a controlled spiral.
Okay.
Is that the right thing?
Little corkscrew, yeah.
Corkscrew.
Controlled spiral.
You can do that in the moment, but there is the more pressing problem of just not being pulled out of the plane.
Well, I'm gonna turn to the left so the plane spins away from the hand. So rather than dodging, I'm gonna try and pilot away from it.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Do you want me to roll a pilot skill?
And roll well, because I just got an extreme success.
Oh! Come on, roll well, come on, you can do it.
31 versus 67.
So that's a hard success at the moment.
It's a hard success. Well, I need to get to 13, don't I?
No, you'd need to get it to 0-1.
So 30 luck, or be grabbed by this thing. I think I could spend 30 luck. I've got quite a lot of luck. Charles is really, really lucky. So, like,
good to see Joe not trusting this plotter.
So I pull the stick to one side and realize it's caught on like Johnson's arm, which is still attached to it. So I fling the arm to my right, and it distracts the creature, sort of spraying bloody mist into this flailing limb in its face, and then pull the stick all the way to the left, dislodging it from the window and turning us into this death dive.
Okay.
Corkscrew.
So those of you in the back of the plane, it was lurching before, it's really lurching now. You are getting bounced around like pinballs back there. And perhaps worse than that, those of you who can see the windows can see that the ground is coming up towards you pretty fast.
It's all under control.
Do you think you could make it a little bit less bumpy?
Charles, pick a direction.
We're going down.
It's the way Johnson would have wanted it.
As we're in an airplane, perhaps up would be a better idea.
At least let's go down a little bit slower.
Greg doesn't have opposable thumbs. What are you doing?
Can I spot somewhere I can land? Are we near this the landing strip? Can I see anything through the
jungle? No, there is nothing but jungle underneath you at the moment.
And is this dive, my critical success, dislodged any of the other creatures?
No, but it is going to give people bonuses when it comes to dealing with them, because the creatures are just holding on for dear life at the moment.
Just try and stay alive, everybody.
Okay, so
I'm just holding on to cargo netting and looking like a circus performer. This is almost like the Thor smash. Yeah.
Well, then, moving through deck's order.
Hulk smash.
Let's start with Ethan. You've never heard Greg whimper before, but Greg, he's pressed up against the seat behind you, his legs up in the air, he's whimpering helplessly. He doesn't know what's happening. And at the same time,
is there a parachute around?
Give me a luck roll.
I will do that now.
Come on,
parachute. It's not even for me, it's for Greg. He never asked for this.
So
23 And I remember I used quite a bit of luck against 24. No way.
Nice.
No, against 40. Sorry, against 40. It's still also, I'm still a success. I am lucky. Right.
Fantastic. Then yeah, you can see that torn loose from under your seat, there is a parachute flapping around. It's still anchored slightly under your seat, but it's just bouncing around the floor of the plane.
Okay, so I'm gonna I try and grab Greg, put the parachute on him, and then I tell him to I'm gonna carry him back towards the back end, of the plane.
Okay.
Where I'm guessing there's some holes that they've got to... through the thing.
We'll get to that in a moment, but yes. So for the moment, though, you're basically trying to strap a human parachute onto a panicking monster. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. No,
I can calm Greg, though. I'll use some animal handling. It's fine.
Okay. We'll come back to you, but yeah, that's what you're trying to do at the moment. So Charles is, I assume... trying very hard not to kill everyone at the moment. Is that your plan?
Yes. So I'm going to try and... So I've turned us into a... So I'm trying to get out of this spiral and try and level us out. Maybe try and get close enough to the trees to maybe try and dislodge some of these creatures.
Oh, okay. If you're going to try doing that and trying actually to go through the trees like that, I was going to ask for a hard piloting role. Just to stabilize the plane. But if you're trying to do it by going through the trees, I think you've just earned yourself an extreme role there.
Okay, let's see what we can do.
Like the firefighter pilots.
Go on, Joe, spend some luck.
I got a success.
well, that's nice.
I get a little bit too close to the trees and maybe take out one of the engines.
Yep.
We might be in trouble. I'm going to try and push the roll.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
I get a success.
Okay. So yeah, while you were looking out the window, you could see that the trees were beginning to clip one of the engines and the rotor was suffering. But you've tried to stabilise it a bit. You balanced the plane out a bit more. And it was all looking fine if it hadn't been for that particularly tall tree, which has now slammed in and taken half of that wing off in one mighty go.
The way we do it is I stable it out and turn around to look at everyone and say, I think we're going to be all right. Whereas the camera's looking out the front window at this tree coming towards.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the rest of you are just thrown around violently inside the plane as it hits this tree. The right-hand wing just shears off, taking the engine with it. There's a gout of flame. Greg is whimpering madly now. Mary is holding on to Camilla, chittering and almost crying like a baby.
Oh my gosh! I'm just letting Mary hang on, as I am clawing through cargo netting and trying to stay conscious from getting beaten and battered around, and still looking for something else to hold onto as a weapon. But I guess it's holding on for dear life now.
Okay.
I'm going to shout back, Ethan, I put a parachute under one of the chairs. See if you can find it.
Already found it, Charles. Thanks.
So moving back to Spencer, you shot this crate, which is now smoking quite badly. The creature, when the plane got hit... unluckily, the creature, when it was knocked, was actually thrown inside the plane. And it's now standing up at its full height, or at least trying to, as it's getting shaken around the same as you are. Its wings unfurling, and this long barbed tail is moving around towards you, these two big clawed hands reaching out towards you. What are you doing?
What type of plane is this? Is this a plane with cargo doors at the back?
Yes.
I am going to hit the lever that brings down the cargo doors.
Yes, okay. Yes, mind reader.
Then give me a... I think let's make it a combined spot hidden index roll to sort of see...
And can I help that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you can, if you're going to...
Since I'm there, and yeah. I see what he's doing, I definitely want to be like, yeah, swing over. Like, push myself off, swing over, and help him push that lever.
Okay, then, yeah. I think you can get a bonus die on that as well, then.
So... 45.
So, what is that under both your spot hidden and your dex?
Spot hidden is 80, and dexterity is 60.
Fantastic. Then you don't even need the bonus die. Yes, you immediately see which lever you're supposed to hit. You know, despite being thrown around, you manage to reach over and hit it. And yes, the doors creak open behind you. I mean, they should open a bit more vigorously than this, but obviously, like everything else in the plane, they're a bit damaged now. But yeah, you can see the tree line moving fast underneath the plane.
Am I able to kick the beast in such a way that he falls back onto the smoking cargo, which in turn falls out the back of the plane?
Well, the box is fairly well strapped into place. I mean, it's in fact, I mean, out of all the cargo there, this one box seems to be incredibly well strapped into place. I mean, like, almost like someone took extra care with it.
Has anyone seen my box of dynamite?
Oh, it's nothing that safe.
Can I somehow cut the straps holding it?
Well, you've got the slightly bigger problem that the creature is actually faster than you, and while you're doing this, it is trying to grab hold of you and pull you out of the plane. What are you doing about this?
Can I hit it, knock it back, kick it back? Shoot it back.
You can,
any of the above.
You can certainly try to hit it or kick it back, by all means. So yes, give me a fighting brawl roll.
Unarmed, I would imagine.
Yes.
Ooh, that's not good for Daddy. That's 89.
Well, the 96 that I rolled for the creature is even worse. So I think, considering that is a fumble for it, that as it tries to lunge towards you, that is at the point at which the undercarriage of the plane hits another tree, and it just bounces up for a moment and then just tumbles out the back of the plane. And you can see it just bouncing across the treetops, unfurling its wings and just trying to flap towards the plane again.
Nice.
Yes. Spencer wins another one.
You've got to understand, Scott, I have actively tried to kill Spencer in some of the most deadly games.
I just Spencer failed his role and still succeeded. As well as I did with an extreme success.
Well, it is actually Spencer's action now. Well, actually, no, Spencer opened the door, so that is his action. And... then Camilla helped with that. So we are back round to Bart.
How far away is this demon behind the plane?
It's quite a way behind. What's more of an issue, perhaps, is there are a couple which are still holding onto the fuselage and trying to smash their way in through the windows.
Holding on the fuselage, trying to smash their wind, have smashed their way through.
They're trying to. They would have succeeded by now if someone hadn't been hell bent on destroying the plane before they got a chance to.
Bart, still in his sort of high form James Bond mode, which he clicks into occasionally, very occasionally, sort of swings around till he's got an angle on the closest one and fires off another round from his beloved C-97.
Marvellous.
The sexiest of guns, of course.
Then please give me a roll.
Oh, just barely a success. 82 against 89.
Okay, then. Give me a damage roll and make it a good one.
No. Four.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the bullet, it actually ends up whacking into the glass around this creature, but it sends shards of grass flying into it. And, you know, you can see that it's drawn a bit of maybe not blood, but some fluid that's leaking out of it. And you're not sure how it feels about this because, as I may have mentioned, it doesn't have a face. But it's not giving up.
What are the burst shooting rules, like the 3-round burst?
You can fire 3 shots, but you get a penalty die on all 3 shots. Normally that would be counteracted by you being at point-blank range, but again, as I would remind you, your plane is kind of smacking around through trees at the moment.
I was just wondering, because I haven't been using that, because I forgot the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I should probably remember the rules and use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good to know.
Right. Then we are back round to another round. So, Charles is... Yeah, barely keeping the plane together. I mean, the fact that you're down to one wing and one engine really isn't helping with this. And it's basically all you can do at the moment to keep it from crashing into the jungle and tearing itself into bits. What I would like, I think, is a group luck roll to see how close you are to the landing strip that you're supposed to be coming in at.
Ooh. So how'd you do that?
So whoever's got the lowest luck makes a luck roll for everyone.
Oh my god!
Despite spending 30 luck, I still actually have 43 luck.
I have 40 luck.
I have 38 luck.
I have...
like 2,000
luck. 80 luck.
80 luck, yeah.
I have 72 luck.
So it's Lisa. I hope you're feeling lucky, Lisa, because you're the most unlucky character.
Everyone's fate is
sure.
in your hands.
I roll a D100, right?
Yep.
Do I have any kind of aid with that?
No.
Oh, gosh. No.
No.
That is a shining, brilliant 94.
Okay, so... for a moment through the trees, you thought you caught sight...
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, God.
You thought you caught sight of the airstrip, or at least some gap in the trees. But, you know, the plane, or what's left of the plane, isn't letting you, you know, head in that direction. And even then, you're not quite sure that you saw what you thought you saw. You know, it's going to take all your skills as a pilot at this stage just not to crash the plane into these trees. What are you doing?
I'm going to use all my skills to not crash the plane into the trees.
Good chance.
Joe. I believe in you.
Hey, Ethan, do you want to just bring that parachute up front? I have an idea.
You're just going to jump out the plane.
You're a bit low Lisa. For parachutes at this point.
Can I make you want me to make a pilot roll?
I do. In fact, I want you to make a hard pilot roll.
I'll give you a hard pilot roll. Yes, hard roll. 22 versus 67.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So yeah, again, the fuselage just catches the top of a couple of trees. But yeah, it is just the top, so there's no actual damage. You haven't lost more control of the plane, and most importantly, you haven't killed everyone yet.
Good times.
I just loved the yet.
Yes, I figured it was important to get that in there.
It's planning ahead.
Okay, let's move round to Ethan. And so you've just about managed to get the parachute onto Greg, and yeah, I mean you can see
now that the cargo bay door is down and I've got
hashtag priorities.
I'm like, well, there's no point in this, is there? I'm sorry, Greg. We're flying too low for this to mean anything.
and then kick him out the back of the plane.
Well, never.
No, I mean, you can see as well that while the plane has stabilized, this also means that the creatures are getting a bit more of a chance to actually break into the plane. One of the windows next to you has just smashed open. There's shards of glass flying inside the plane, and there is this faceless head poking in with these two long spindly arms.
Oh, so I'm just going to go, Greg, snatch. And then Greg's going to go for a snatch, and I'm going to pick up my rifle, my elephant gun even.
Okay.
And, yeah. So, roll for Greg.
Yep.
Boom. Oh, Greg didn't quite succeed. That's 57 against 50. But I'm still aiming my gun anyway.
Oh dear. He goes in to try to bite the creature. But the creature, with its two arms in there, grabs hold of his head, slams his jaws shut, and with its two claw-like hands, you know, has grabbed hold of his head and is beginning to pull Greg out of the plane.
Greg!
Yes, and I think that is a good place to leave things this week.
Oh my gosh! Greg, no, buddy, Greg, no! I'm gonna get. Oh, I'll help get him.
A new meme needs to be, instead of rocks fall and everyone dies, Joe pilots and everyone dies.
Yeah, Joe pilots.
I just need a new plane. So thank you so much, everyone at home, for listening. Obviously, I've been Joe, and if you can find me on all of our other podcasts. Guys, and Lisa, is anything anyone wants to share? Anything going on? Anything you want to plug? Starting off with Scott.
Well, I will take the usual opportunity to plug the Good Friends of Jackson Liars podcast, which is the podcast that I do with Paul Fricker and Matt Sanderson, wherein we talk about Call of Cthulhu, horror films, weird fiction, and whatever else is interesting us at that time. So if any of these things interest you, please come and join us. You can find us at blasphemoustomes.com.
Fantastic. And Lisa, anything you want to share? How can we get in contact with you as well?
You can find me at Lisa Bell with two I's, LISABELLE, on Twitter. I am Lisa Lee on Twitch. And come join us on the How We Roll Discord. And look for me on Threads in the Veil from Nerdsmith.
And Dave, anything going on with you that you want to share? And how can people get in contact with you? Can people get in contact with you?
People can now get in contact with me. I have an email address that I'm just pulling up because I can never remember it. It is... Go to someone else.
BartholomewArmond@gmail.com?
Yeah.
It is BartholomewArmond@gmail.com.
Oh, with Scott, is it you that's been sending those dick pics?
BartholomewArmond@gmail.com.
Who are you, Jeff Skelling?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you can go ahead and get in contact with me on Twitter. I'm a variety streamer over on Mixer.com. I do gaming, I do weekly news shows, so do come by and see me over there. Follow me on Twitter, that's GruntyBabyUK, all one word, and you can find out when I go live, what I do, and what I'm up to, and yeah, I hope to see you around. Oh, also on the Discord as well, in How We Roll, I'm on there as well.
And last but by no means least, Corin, anything you want to share, and how can people get in contact with you?
Hey, you find me at How We Roll Kern on Twitter, or on the How We Roll Discord.
Amazing. And I don't think I said myself, so you can obviously find me at HWR Podcast on Twitter. You can find all of us on the How We Roll Facebook page, and we're all available on the Discord as well. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next time with the next exciting episode. Thank you all for listening. If you'd actually like to hear some bloopers and outtakes from this episode, then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/howweroll podcast. Not only will you get access to extra content, early access to episodes, but you will also help keep the show going and releasing regularly. So a huge thank you to all of our supporters. Before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to battlebards.com for supplying much of the music and sound effects you've heard. Definitely check them out. We'd also like to say a thank you to our partners at Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, who have a gold chest giveaway for How We Roll listeners. All you need to do is log into the game and enter this code, TUCKRETEMOBYDRUM. That is all for this week. We'll be back soon. Take care.